Welcome back to Reflections, your host Jorge Gonzalez. At the end of last segment, I was mentioning articles by Anabel Torres Kohlberg. I didn't give the date and the actual heading of the title of the article by Anabel Torres Kohlberg. It's dated the 8th of April, and it says, ¿Se acuerdan de Luma? Do you remember Luma? And goes into the analysis of, hopefully that these changes are important. And the last paragraph says that hopefully it's not cosmetic and that it does create the expectations, it meets the expectations that we have a better energy system. Let the litigation go forward and see what happens on that. So that's the Anabel article. And then the ones by Sonia Vélez, I did give the dates on it. And let me go into, let me start with the last one, Al pie de la cruz ellas permanecen. At the foot of the cross, they remain. And basically her position, and I was reflecting as during the Holy Week, St. Peter denies that he knew Christ, as Christ told him he would, three times. Judas betrays him, as Christ, told he knew it would happen. And the men weren't around. they betrayed him. They lied that they knew him, and yet the women were there. And that's the article. Mary, the mother, was there at all times. Maria Magdalena was there, accompanying, and then was the one who went to the tomb 3 days later with that strong, willpower to go and open and have that the tomb open and the third day as see if there was resurrection. And Martha de Betania, who is the silent one, but there, but they were not a question of power, not a question of shouting, not a question of changing things, permanecieron. They were there, and that this is what's needed in Puerto Rico and in the world. People that stand for their values and don't cower away and don't stand in the grandstand, get down into the field and exercise their power correctly, it's a really well written paragraph, opinion, recommend that you that you read it, and when you see her articles, step back, read them, analyze them. They're uplifting and they're profound. Okay, that's what we all have to do: get off the grandstand, stand for our values, be there. then before she wrote an article before called it Coro de Armonía, and it's an article on her involvement with a chorus, a church chorus, and how it started and how it was, the beginning, how difficult it was to have, people sing in harmony and little by little, they got everybody together and working in unison to create, good choral music. And I just think so often when I see an orchestra or a band, when you see a theater and people and dance and all, when you see a sporting team that's working really well, whether in a family in a board, a board of directors, in so many ways. The need for people to work together in unison and have what she says a leadership es ejercer un liderazgo que no se impone sino que organiza, escucha y encamina. es permitir que una historia comience a sonar. Of course, he's talking about the, you know, the chorus and the conductor and all. It's a question of exercising leadership that does not impose, but organizes, listens, and develops and camina. It permits a history that commences to sing a sonar. She uses it with respect to the chorus, but these times, he says, is where we have the fragmentation, where you don't have the leadership, and we're, you know, no el resultado final, sino el proceso. The importance of, in order to get that unity, the process to get to it, besides the leadership and all. So, you know, using the example of her chorus, the need to combine and the kind of leadership that you need for harmony is something that we need a lot more in this world, at all levels, and it includes even the family and all. Así que these two articles by Sonia Yvette Vélez Colón, she's a professor, law school. I think she's an ex-judge. And hopefully someday I'll be able to have her as a guest. I don't know her personally, so it's only through reading her articles that I've been, known her from as a reader. As many of you, are listening to me, you don't know me. You know me from these programs. There was an article by Jorge Schmidt. He comes Jorge Schmidt, S-C-H-M-I-D-T, Nieto. He's a science professor, a political science professor, and he appears a lot in Jugando Pelota Dura. And he makes going back to the Iran and the statements that our president is saying that he says on both sides are violating Geneva Convention and are undertaking what he understands are war crimes. And what I find kind of strange is that sometimes you can say this more or less the same thing in the right way. The president could be saying that he is going to bomb infrastructure, bridges and all that are related to the military objectives, and that would be okay. But to say that he's going to obliterate and eliminate a whole civilization and bring them all to the Stone Age, that's not the way to say it. this article by Jorge Schmidt Nieto appears in Nuevo Día, also the 8th of April, a good article with respect to that. And both sides, he's saying both sides are violating the Geneva Convention and other conventions and all. There's kind of related to I didn't go to the movie Nuremberg when it was in the theaters, but it's now on Netflix, and I really, really recommend the movie. And it's kind of relevant at this point of time because the Nuremberg trials of the Nazis. It's a fantastic a movie in terms of the interplay of. The psychologist with Goring, and how, to a certain extent, he can be very loving and with his family and all, and he can be, and he has been so cruel but so cunning and all, and a narcissist, an ultimate narcissist, which is then used to finally get him declared guilty, so recommend you watch that movie. They're free on Netflix. Okay, so okay, well, that takes care of Iran and the offshoots of Iran, and you know, when you don't follow your contracts and the and there's chaos. You know, one thing I was kind of smiling. There was a new profession called it came out in El Vocero. Crece la demanda por profesionales en gerencia de riesgos y seguros. There's an increased demand for professionals in the, risk management and insurance. So the world is you know, with cyber attacks and arms attacks and just the different risks for litigation that can completely destroy a company, an organization. It's a new world with a new profession that it's a toughie. Okay, we've gone through Iran, and last week I also covered some aspects of SHIELD. It's an acronym that I've really come to like in terms for our brain health, developed by a neurobiologist. You know, SHIELD, SHIELD, and a couple of articles have come out on the S, which is sleep, and you know they were the there's no doubt that if it would more difficult. But basically, the two articles is how difficult it is these days, given the social media and the mobile, you know, apps and all that, to break from what's our work environment and our work habits, to then relax and go to sleep is very difficult. I developed a routine that tends to work. The other day, wouldn't work at all. I had an awful night, but luckily, over 90% are pretty well. You know, breathing and doing some meditation and not looking at my cell phone for you know the Facebook and the latest news and all and winding down in a nice dark room and all. Has worked. My wife tends to, I see her often getting up, and she turns on the her mobile phone and catches up on the stuff that I supposedly that's the last thing we should be doing. But you know, it's one of the things we become addictive to, and we have to break away from. In the interactive portion, I mentioned that the spiritual should be added, and I think can be added, and with the Holy Week and all, I'm more convinced of that. And I'm thinking that another area that we should be doing in terms of brain and our health is, of course, keeping our medical appointments and also that's interactive. You know, so be interactive with our medical professionals that take care of us. And then in the D, which is the diet of the SHIELD, a couple of articles of interesting emphasizing again avocados is one of the best. It's a fruit. It's clearly one of the best things that we should have, and we could really produce a lot more avocados in Puerto Rico, and we can produce them in our backyard, and it's delicious. It's and as healthy as you can get. The other article that was on oatmeal, which has been mentioned and throughout, you know, these grains are so good for us, part of the Mediterranean diet. But there was a study putting persons for 2 days just on oatmeal, you know, good oatmeal with water and how it helped her lower their cholesterol and improve their well-being in 2 days. Within the diet, you know, bring in avocados and bring more oatmeal into your diet. In You know, I always like to sort of catch up on basketball, excuse me, sports. And basketball was, I mentioned, you know, UCSDN of the game that I find interesting. But I did watch the whole, it was recorded, but I watched from the very beginning, fast forward to the advertisement and all, but the Michigan-UConn game, it was touch and go all the way through, two very, very good teams. And Michigan ended up winning. I have in the past and, you know, continue to be shocked by the change that's happened in the college sports. That Michigan team, the five starters were all transfers, and this was transfer portal from other schools. So not one of the five starters was really, you know, developed at Michigan. You know, developed in Michigan that year, you know, putting them all together. But, you know, this transfer portal, you know, it's a strange thing. And then, of course, you have the NIL, the image and the likeness and all, and payments that can be made under that. So to a great extent, they're paid. And then, of course, their move, you know, onto the professional sports, and in that regard, one of the members of the Michigan team is of Dominican parents, but born in Puerto Rico. I have a name that not very Latin, Lendeborg, L-E-N-D-E-B-O-R-G, Lendeborg, Yaxel. That's a good, you know, Latin name. But he was one of the heroes of the Michigan team. In the last game, he was a little bit with the UConn. He was had some physical ailments, so he played quite a bit, but not as much as he normally would. But he was one of the heroes, and it was a good game. It's just that it's almost like professional sports these days. In the sporting world, Jose Luis Ortiz, the jockey, Puerto Rican jockey, won in Dubai, and the Dubai World Cup, and he was really proud of that because apparently the heat and, you know, the horses having to travel there. He's won $300 million over his career and 3,543 triumphs, and let's see how he does in the Kentucky Derby. He's the brother of Irad Ortiz, and he's married to a jockette, Taylor Rice, so it's a real family. His father was also a jockey. So, well, we'll continue. We've run out of time. Just one more area of sports, a couple of more areas in sports, and then I want to talk about a curator in the cultural world, the Puerto Rican and Whitney Museum. And then we're going to forgiveness. So this the end of the second segment. This is Jorge Gonzalez, your host for Reflections. We'll be right back after the pause.